Michael Botticelli is a 1980 graduate of Siena College in Loudonville. After school, he worked for 18 years at the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, including time as the director of its Bureau of Substance Abuse Service, and he would later join the Obama administration as the director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. But along the way, Botticelli experienced addiction firsthand.
So I was really the first person in recovery to lead the drug policy office, and also one of the few people with a background in public health. And I think that was really important in terms of our overall policy and the president's overall drug policy, you know, really focusing more on prevention, treatment, making sure that people got second chances to live a fulfilling life, and making sure that, we were treating people with compassionate care. So, it's great to be back on campus because it really helps me kind of reflect on kind of the trajectory of my life and the opportunities that I got, and some of that foundation really starting here at Siena.
How did your addiction begin, and what worked for you? How did it end?
So, my story is pretty typical of most people, that I, you know, grew up in a family that had addiction in it. And, you know, I started, like many kids my age, started drinking at a young age. And, you know, I drank through college like many of my peers did. But for me, you know, it continued to escalate after I left college. And again, we see that time and time again with people who have a genetic predisposition to addiction, where addiction runs in their family, are at great risk. And that same was true of me. Really escalated in my late 20s. And it really wasn't until an intersection with law enforcement. I was arrested for after a drunk driving car accident, and was forced to go to counseling. And it was during that time that I was in counseling, I really came to understand that I had a problem, and that started my journey in recovery. And I always say that my story is not unique. That unfortunately is the trajectory of many, many people who have addiction.
There are states now that are a growing number of states that are legalizing recreational marijuana. Do you think that's a good idea?
I don't, and I have. Both in terms of my time at the White House and even now, I am not supportive of the legalization. And, you know, I understand and really promoted policies that didn't arrest people and incarcerate them for low-level drug possession. I don't advocate for that. But I have significant concerns in terms of the message that we're sending, particularly young people, around marijuana. And we're seeing that in some of the data, where young people now don't see much risk in marijuana use. I also worry about the commercialization of marijuana, that we're seeing big industries that, you know, look strikingly familiar to the tobacco industry, who are in this for profit motives. So I have a lot of concern and trepidation on the legalization of marijuana, particularly as it relates to perception of risk and youth use of marijuana.
Tell us about your new position. You're working for Boston Medical Center's new Graykin Center for Addiction Medicine. It focuses on opioid abuse. Opioid is such a strong addiction. How do you fight it?
So, you know, I'm really fortunate, to come back to a place that I worked for many years, and really through a generous donation of the Graykin family, I think understood the long history that Boston Medical Center has on dealing with issues of addiction. And, you know, now more than ever, we need to accelerate our understanding of addiction through research and innovative clinical practice. We have in Boston and around the country, and certainly New York State is not immune to the the ravages of the opioid epidemic. And so we really need to make sure that we are giving people the highest quality care, that we are reining in the overprescribing of prescription pain medication, that we're reversing overdoses, and that we're educating the public around this issue. So, I'm really thrilled that Boston Medical Center has a long history of dealing with issues of addiction, particularly among the most vulnerable of us. And really, through the generous donation of the Graykin family, we can really accelerate that work.
Michael Botticelli is a graduate of Siena College, the class of 1980. He's back on the campus today for a series of lectures and meetings. He served as the director of the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy during the Obama administration, and is now leading the Graykin Center for Addiction Medicine at Boston Medical Center.